I'm Susan Montanaro, and you're listening to Dreams and Detours, a show about the life we plan to have versus the one we're living, for better or not. Everybody has a story, and I believe we find ourselves in each other's stories.
Hi, it's Susan Montanaro. The conversation around conflict and boundaries has been in regular rotation lately, and no doubt due to the holiday season, that will spark all sorts of emotions. Many of us will be triggered as we try to just get through it with as little drama as possible. Cue the eye roll and stress hormones. So I want to talk about it head on. I follow a great meditation teacher, Light Watkins, and in a recent blog post from him, he quoted Wayne Dyer, "Conflict cannot survive without your participation." So there's that brilliant reality. It's a choice we each make. Some people love conflict. They feel a physical charge from the surge of adrenaline their body releases when there is a rush of anger or annoyance. If this has been the way they've lived for the most part of their life, it's likely an actual addiction now, with a need to get that hit of chemical high. For many, it creates a safe, known experience to the body and brain, as crazy as that might sound. Some people spark these combative situations without the ability to control themselves. Even if there is internal remorse, it doesn't typically stick because that would turn into shame, and it's easier to justify oneself than to admit they are pissed off for the sake of it. It's a rut of being the victim and taking no responsibility for the outcome. Being with personalities like these can be incredibly difficult. You never know when they will need a hit of that adrenaline. You never know when they are near a boiling point because small or large happenings can trigger a response. It's the ultimate lose-lose. Now, having said all of that, it doesn't mean every situation will be explosive. It's just hard to say when it will happen. But it's safe to say the holidays or any celebration is likely a time when this will be triggered. Each week on Clubhouse, I join a group of women to co-moderate a room about setting healthy boundaries in any type of circumstance. As you might imagine, we are attracting many individuals who are looking for advice as they navigate family and friend gatherings this month. So many are the people pleasers in their inner circle or family, and it's gone on for so long they don't know where to begin to untangle from the mess. However, there is a desperate desire to change it up this year so that joy is front and center instead of managing bad behaviors. Not every situation can be addressed because in some cases, the bullies can be violent or just outright cruel. Clearly, this is a circumstance where making the decision to change or cancel your plans would be a reasonable consideration. Bad holiday experiences are not fun or necessary. The choice is always yours. If you do have the option to set some clear boundaries, I suggest having that conversation in advance. If you've never done this before, it's understandable that you might feel hesitant or awkward. There are several ways to approach it. The most direct way is just straight on. I feel X. When you do Y, would you be willing to do Z? That's a boundary conversation. For example, I feel cornered or uncomfortable when you bring up past negative stories or arguments. Would you be willing not to go there or discuss these moments and just celebrate? Or I feel hurt when you point out the food I'm eating or how much I'm eating in front of everyone. Would you be willing to not judge me for enjoying myself? This is a boundary dialogue that you can use in almost any situation. And it works because it is you protecting your needs. If someone is not willing to respect your needs, you have all the information that you need to change the dynamic or relationship status with that person. Of course, you must be willing to see that through. Another way to approach a potentially stressful gathering is to know that you can only control yourself and no one else. Maybe that means limiting your alcohol consumption so you don't lose control of yourself. Maybe it means you opt to stay for just a shorter period of time than usual. The thing is, you get to make the decision on how much exposure is enough for you. The first time I did this, it was hard. I was so nervous of being judged or worse, talked about. But I've never looked back with regret, not once. It was the best decision to take my comfort level into consideration first. The best part of learning how to create boundaries is that I don't have to think twice anymore. I look for a way to compromise or limit my time spent, or I decline altogether. When we live on our own terms, it's not just empowering. It is self-respecting and way more fun. No attitudes, just kindness towards ourselves. That's it. As a former people pleaser, I had no sense of boundaries and would often squeeze every ounce of love, kindness, money out to those around me. I was literally stealing from myself to give away to others. It led me to feel used, angry, and exhausted. And while everyone around me was happy to take, I couldn't understand why I felt like I was running in place, getting nowhere, and feeling left out of life. That's how bad it got. Turning that around was so unnatural to me, but man, what a game changer. The only love and kindness that we should ever be offering is the overflow after we've served ourselves. That is what pure love is. The stuff you steal from yourself could never be a gift to anyone else. Not ever. So as you head into the festivities of the season, be mindful of your participation in conflict. Maybe the gift you give yourself this year is the freedom to say no. As always, be safe, be kind to yourself, and look after each other. Thanks for listening. That's it for this episode of Dreams and Detours. If you like the show, please rate, review, and subscribe and share it with your friends. You can find me at dreamsdetours.com and at dreamsdetours on Instagram. Thanks for listening.